COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time. This is going all the way back to March of 2020 when we saw that. And then we have 150 million Americans or so fully vaccinated. But do you believe the spread of the Delta variant is blunting this good news to some extent?
You know, I am not as worried about the Delta variant as the public has made it, or as other scientists have made it. And there's three reasons why. Number one, there is no evidence that this variant is more virulent. It is also not vaccine resistant. It is likely more transmissible. And exactly what happened even with the Alpha variant, that you will see more cases in the unvaccinated who are still getting vaccinated be the Delta variant. But as long as it's not causing more severe illness, which it is not, the Public Health Foundation of England has done very careful analyses on these. And importantly, what I would really care about is if a variant ever evaded our immune systems, either natural immunity or the vaccines. No evidence of that. There's been a study from the Public Health Foundation of England. There's been a study in India that even one dose in India reduced infections by 80%. And then the study in England was misinterpreted to say one dose reduced infections by 33% and you needed two doses. And they just posted publicly that it looked like that was only within the first 2 weeks. If you waited till 2 weeks after your first dose, your efficacy was up higher than 33%, somewhere in the order of 80%. And you get that almost 95% with two doses.
For those living in states in which a lot of people have not been vaccinated, though, is it a stretch to say the pandemic is still very much raging?
Well, it's definitely not over, because I'll tell you what we have, a lot of people have come together to decide when it's over. There are two metrics that have been proposed. One is deaths, like you said. 300, less than 300 a day is very important. A lot of people have said when we get to 100 a day to become completely equivalent to what we tolerate during influenza, that's when it's over. Dr. Fauci gave a metric on April 16th of getting to 10,000 cases a day or less. We're at about 11,900. So it is not quite over. That is definitely true. But the we're still giving out vaccines. There's more than 500,000 doses, sometimes up to a million doses being given a day. So I encourage people to not get depressed yet when we realize how many people are still accessing the vaccines.
Now, you've spoken with us in the past about your strong belief in treating people like adults, trusting them to follow the guidelines set by the healthcare community. How does that apply to convincing people to get vaccinated? Because I'm not in any way negating what you just said, that there are still hundreds of thousands of vaccinations a day, but we do seem to be getting down to the people who are strongly against getting these shots. Any advice on convincing them in a positive way, obviously not in a critical way?
Yes, I actually have five tips that I think would help. One is what you just said, is being really compassionate, listening to people. What are their concerns? What do they want to hear about? And also doing that in doctor's offices, because doctor one-on-one, getting these to doctor's offices is where we now need to have these longer conversations with people. Second idea is to please increase access and the employers giving people time off. There are people who actually want to get the vaccine and they can't take 2 hours off work unless you're paid for that. Give them also time off to recover from getting the vaccine if they feel unwell after the second dose. Third, let's acknowledge natural immunity. I've actually been talking to the CDC, NIH, sending a lot of emails saying, let's acknowledge that some people are saying, I've had the infection. In France, they tell me I only need one dose if I've had the infection. Talk about that. Explain to people, maybe we don't need two full doses after natural infection. France and Germany have made decisions otherwise. Number four, talk about side effects. Talk about these cases, rare cases of heart inflammation in younger people. And I think that if you talk about side effects, it actually increases transparency and trust. And then fifth, there are going to be some people that you can't persuade. Community-based messaging is really helpful. Communities, messaging to communities. And if at the end of the day you can't persuade, have the compassion to walk away.
Have you had a personal case where somebody came in dead set against getting it and you convinced them otherwise?
Six people. I consider this something that I do every day in my office. I have had long conversations with people, and I've had 7 people say they didn't want to take it. And after I had a long conversation with them, 6 out of the 7 were persuaded to take the vaccine. So it was that doctor-patient relationship that I was allowed to have with them for many years that persuaded them. And then one just said, you know what, drop it. And I did.
Certainly practicing what you're preaching there as far as that goes. Yeah. What else is on your mind this afternoon? Maybe either some research you're engaged in or studying that we might need to know about.
You know, I really want to stress to people that there's kind of this doom-based messaging that's really bothering me these days about the Delta variant. And I want to really stress to people that we reached the point today where 30 states have only a 1 in 1 million people dying of COVID-19. We are getting to that 70% first dose in so many states. And there are places where cases are not surging, even when the full vaccination rate is not up to 70%, likely because of natural immunity. Things are going well in this country. And what I really want to stress is I have a lot of positivity for our country. And then my biggest element is getting these vaccine doses to other countries. And that's what I want to turn my personal attention to. And I hope the rest of the United States will think the same.
Given what you do for a living, I know you're still donning a mask a lot in the office. But as you go about your life in San Francisco to pick up coffee, to pick up dinner, to spend time with your family, do you ever wear a mask anymore?
I try not to, unless they make me, because I really believe in the effectiveness of the vaccines. And I believe also that we have very low case rates, which we do in the city of San Francisco. So even my children who are unvaccinated, my one who is unvaccinated, is safe. And I try to model good infectious disease MD behavior, and I am not wearing a mask when I'm out and about.